the Caroline Roadshow.
On Thursday the 10th of May, the Caroline Roadshow is at the Lees Cliff Hall, Folkestone in Kent. And on Saturday the 12th of May at the Bulmersh College of Further Education, early near Reading in Berkshire. On Thursday the 17th of May, the Caroline Roadshow is at the Folks Hall, Dunmow in Essex. And on Friday the 18th of May, at the Southend United Football Club, Southend-on-Sea, and at the Loughton Technical College, Loughton in Essex. DJs appearing at the Caroline Roadshow are Rob Eden, Robbie Day and Harvey the Rabbit. The doors are open from 8 until midnight, and admission to all Caroline Roadshows is a mere £1.50. Listen for more news of the Caroline Roadshow every hour on the hour.
Well done, lad, as they say in all the best places. Hang on, pulling the wrong knobs. I got Tom Hardy's disease. It's just 1 minute to nine, to eight. I definitely have got Tom Hardy's disease. Look at the weather. It's going to be rainy a bit later in the evening. Minimum 5 centigrade, winds light or moderate. Northwesterly tomorrow, a dry day with some showers. 15 degrees maximum, winds light to moderate. North to northeasterly. Calm north sea at the moment, 9 degrees, quite lovely. Did you have a good day? It's been absolutely magnificent out here. The sun has been shining. I've stuffed myself with dinner, dear, with dinner. Oh, you've got filthy minds. I'm with you till 10, and my name's Tone.
Pill, dose of dope and a grin.
familiar is it at the door? And that's what I'm looking for. Ain't nothing new in my life.
Kuda was up first with How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live, out of 1972. That one, it was released as a single, was my hit pick on Radio North Sea International, and everybody thought it was crazy at the time, but if you listen to the words in retrospect, you'll understand that it wasn't so far off the truth. And then after that, something from the latest Supertramp LP, a song called Gone Hollywood. Lovely stuff. If you're wondering why I was talking about being stuffed tonight with me dinner, what dinner? We had asparagus soup, which was kind of nice, and then some leg of lamb, all sort of roasted in the oven, with green beans and parsnips, and gorgeous chips which Herman de Graaf made, followed all up by cheesecake. Talking of Herman de Graaf, who's gorgeous, and who's on during the afternoon from 11 till 1 hour time, 12 till 2, there's this one's for him. up and went. Yes, John Jolliffe, and a splendid record. Aunt Robert's is standing behind me, which is his favourite position. He likes to get standing behind people, don't you, dear?
Yeah, well, I have to have a lead, right?
Has to have a lead. So you like that record, right?
Well, I'm going to choose it as my hit pick for next week.
I love...
Tremendous.
Oh, these stars, they're all too much for me. What sort of a day have you had?
Quite good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad.
No.
I heard your programme.
Which one? The first or the second?
The second one. I didn't hear the first one. I was still a kip.
Yeah, well, most likely for you.
Charming, she is, dear. All right, some Oliver's Army fella. Elvis Costello.
Wow, racism is so old. Have my blade face on the floor. I won't be told. You have your reservations. I'm bought and sold. The music, I'll fix the facts. Even when we walk in polka dots and checker slacks, bowing and squawking, running after the tidbits, bobbing and squinting just like the midwit. Two little Hitlers were fighting out until one little Hitler does the other ones. Well, I will return. She's got a calculator. She's my sub-touch typewriter. And I'm a great dictator. Two little Hitlers will fight her out until one little Hitler is the other ones. Well, I will return.
Who is gonna run? 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 Who was Tommy Tucker. He took her to his apartment, and that vagabond tried to bang, bang,
the Mighty Sparrow. I don't know whether you can still get that or not. It was released years and years and yonks and yinks ago. I know it's been re-released on the continent in Holland. You can get a copy of it by writing to West Indies Records Limited at Applethwaite's Estate, St. Thomas, Barbados. Or you can telephone them in Barbados, actually, at St. Thomas 02482. If you really want to copy that badly, I suppose you could. It's 24 minutes past 8.
Standing in the rain, Mr. Blue Sky, Sweet as the Night, and Wild West Hero. Just four of the tracks from the Electric Light Orchestra's double album, Out of the Blue. And it's now yours for just £3.99. For your copy of ELO's Out of the Blue, send a check or postal order for £3.99 to ELO Offer, BCM Box 1962, London WC1.
Oh, he's good, isn't he? Right, talking about things like that, things nice, this is Kayak.
With a quivering voice, you spoke the word, shadow came between us, sharp as a sword. In luxury, I cried for the moon, but the game is up. It all ended too soon. Awakening came as a bell from the blue. At last, we were seen to be you know my legs. You show no emotion.
She told you slowly she loved you only, and you believed her. So now you're lonely. Welcome, my friend, to the game of love.
Ruthless Queen, which we'll dedicate to Paul DeWitt, who's off the ship at the moment, and followed that up with a track from the new John Mayall LP, which is quite brilliant, and it's called Bottom Line. He's recording for DJM Records nowadays. Nice one, The Game of Love. It's 8:33, and for those people in the office who are freaking out and jumping up and down going, he hasn't given us a number! Right. Are you ready? Are you ready? I bet you they'll all be bloody out anyway and miss it. The number for tonight is 2727, which you should have had at 8 o'clock, but you didn't. But better late than never, I suppose. The Doobies? The Drop of the Doobies? No, we'll have them later. Mike Nesmith? Yeah? All right. Well done. Here we go.
I'm hearing the light from the window. I'm seeing the sound of the sea. My feet have gone loose from their moorings. I'm feeling quite wonderfully free. And I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for flight. There's nothing I know of in Rio, but it's something to do with the night. It's only fly down to Rio. But then again, I did. There's wings to the thought behind fancy. There's wings to the thought behind this play. And dancing to rhythms of laughter makes laughter the rhythm of rain. So I think I will travel to Rio, using the music for fun. There's nothing I know of in Rio, but it's something.
Bye. whales could have spoken. If only we had realized. If only the media had shown us.
There are still a few whales left, and there is something we can do about it. On May the 22nd, the Friends of the Earth are holding a sponsored jog in Jubilee Gardens on the South Bank in London. The idea is to try and raise £10,000 so that in July, when the International Whaling Commission meets in London, the Friends of the Earth will have a sufficient amount of money to be able to protest properly against the slaughter, is the only word I can use, the slaughter, the unnecessary slaughter, of the whales which is going on in the world today. There is no reason why whales cannot be hunted. There's absolutely no reason why, if they're looked at in the right light, that there aren't sufficient amounts of them to obtain the kind of things we might need from them that we want to.
But at the moment, all that's happening is they're going out, they're killing as many as possible, particularly baby whales, which means that the next generation doesn't go out, and it's not going to be too long before the largest mammal in the world is extinct. Now, Friends of the Earth, Tuesday, 22nd of May, it starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We want a large Caroline contingent to be there. We want you all to go down, and we want you also to actually get involved by being sponsored or sponsoring people, putting your hands in your pockets and getting some money together. You can get sponsorship forms from Friends of the Earth at 9 Poland Street, London, W1, and you can call either Gillian Day or Mike Hudson. 01-434-1684, that's 434-1684, which is the telephone number of Friends of the Earth. You can get them at home by calling Gillian Barry on 874-4823, and you can get Mike Hudson at home on 226-4666, 226-4666. Now, maybe you don't realise, but Wales... the blubber and the oil particularly are used for all sorts of things, goods I was going to say, but goods is the wrong word, products. The following do or probably do contain whale products, and I'm going to give you the names of some of the companies that make stuff out of whale oil so that if you don't want to use them, you don't have to. Coty Cosmetics, Cuticura Laboratories use it, Esso Petrol, for their cutting and gear roll stuff, although they are phasing that out. In fact, they may well have done. Marks and Spencer's shoes, Woolworths gloves, references 1348W, 1378W, 2288W, 1368W. Alberto shampoos use whale products in their gear. Boots Company use it all the time. Beecham's proprietors, makeups and cosmetics, and all these ones I'm giving you now are makeups. Max Factor uses them, Fabergé uses them, Inoxa uses them, Meadow Herbs use them, Revlon use them, Tiffany Cosmetics use them, Woolworths Tua de Vet brand of cosmetics use them, Wella Hair Care use them,
The list is endless. Those are just a few that I've picked out at random. I make no apologies to those companies. We don't want your advertisements anyway, quite frankly, if you're running whale stuff. So, don't forget, Friends of the Earth running a Jubilee, a sponsored jog in the Jubilee Gardens, Tuesday, May 22nd. It starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We want you to go down there. We want you to be the Caroline contingent. We want to show you to show the world that we care and that we can stop the unnecessary slaughter of whales throughout the planet.
Man explodes a harpoon in a whale's back. The shrapnel from that grenade slowly kills this beautiful mammal that was here 40 million years before all of us. What right does man have to do this? Greenpeace in Amsterdam, Paris, London, in Auckland, Sydney, or San Francisco, if you want to help us save the whale.
And you can reach Greenpeace through Friends of the Earth in London at 9 Poland Street, London W1, or you can talk to Gillian Guy or Mike Hudson on 434-1684, 874-4823, or 226-4666. And the sponsored walk is on the 22nd of May, Tuesday at 5 p.m. in the Jubilee Gardens on the South Bank.
a person by your side. Who needs a woman with compassion and a place where one can hide? Why need an understanding woman? 'Cause I've been much too long on my own. Why need a woman with compassion? For I am sick and tired of being alone. I'm a poor boy, wandering in the dark. I'm a poor boy, looking for love. I'm a poor boy, wandering in the dark. I'm a poor boy, looking for love. I'm looking for love.
Sort of stoned West Indian music, isn't it? It's quite superb. It comes from Holland, believe it or not. A guy called Henny Freeton, who has that out on single, and I don't care if we are the only album station in Europe, it doesn't stop me playing singles that are that good. Henny Freeton, and they're playing it on our Cloggy service as well, which is rather nice, and it's a good song called I'm a Poor Boy. Well done, CBS, even if you did screw it up and release it as the B-side. Never mind. They've changed it around. That's now the A-side. It used to be the B-side. I suppose somebody came along and actually listened to music and said, well, I suppose we really ought to have this side up. Talking of the Cloggies, my thanks to the gorgeous Rob Hudson, who is divine and very butch. Well, pretends to be. I say pretends because he just brought me a can of Guinness with a straw in the blasted thing, which is quite fun. Thank you anyway, darling. Listen, Led Zepp freaks, there must be one or two of you out there. There's a special offer going for Led Zeppelin fans. Four Led Zepp singles featuring eight of their greatest hits, including Whole Lot of Love, ba-dum, ba-dum, bum, as if you don't get enough of it on BBC, Immigrant Song, Rock and Roll, and Trampled Underfoot, also included. And you can get them by sending £3.99, dirt cheap, to Led Zeppelin Offer, BCM Box 1962, London, WC1. That's four Zepp singles, £3.99, not a penny less, otherwise we won't eat for the next month, to Led Zeppelin Offer, BCM Box 1962, Northern, WC1. And here's something kind of cute from the Pointer Sisters. And then from Rufus Eyes to Rufus featuring the gorgeous Jack Kahn. And I'm a woman. I can say nothing except play a commercial, dear.
We will rock you.
News from the Caroline Roadshow. On Thursday the 10th of May, the Caroline Roadshow is at the Lees Cliff Hall, Folkestone in Kent. And on Saturday the 12th of May at the Bulmersh College of Further Education, early near Reading in Berkshire. On Thursday the 17th of May, the Caroline Roadshow is at the Folks Hall, Dunmo in Essex. And on Friday the 18th of May, at the Southend United Football Club, Southend-on-Sea, and at the Loughton Technical College, Loughton in Essex. DJs appearing at the Caroline Roadshow are Rob Eden, Robbie Day and Harvey the Rabbit. The doors are open from 8 until midnight, and admission to all Caroline Roadshows is a mere £1.50. Listen for more news of the Caroline Roadshow every hour on the hour.
I am
on, darling. It's 3 minutes past 10 o'clock, and time to tell you about the Caroline album list, published each month, and it lists 40 of the top-selling albums of the month. The Caroline playlist is displayed in over 1,000 record stores throughout the southeast of England, and what's more, it's distributed at your Caroline Roadshow. Each month, space is available around the playlist to advertise your goods and services, so for full details, write today to Caroline Album Playlist, BCM Box 1962, London, WC1. That's Caroline Album Playlist, BCM Box 1962, London, WC1. Put your hands in your pockets today. First off, Stevie Wonder, and followed up with a song written by Stevie, actually, a song called Superwoman, Where Were You When I Needed You, taken from the Quincy Jones album, Sounds and Stuff Like That, which is an immaculate album, as every album he's ever made. He made it last year. Every album he's ever made has always been good, and those dedicated jazz freaks amongst us will have recognized the unmistakable sound of Hubert Laws on flute on that. Quite. Oh, you didn't know I was a jazz freak, do you? Yes, it's one of my hidden sort of vices when I'm alone and I want to listen to music. There are two things I really listen to very closely. One is grand opera, particularly Puccini, Verdi, Mozart. And the other is modern jazz, especially people like Hubert Laws, who's quite unreal. Yes. Now that I've had my little freak out, it's 18 minutes past 9 o'clock. On a Wednesday night for Radio Caroline, we're 319 meters in the medium wave band, although not quite, because it's 963 kilohertz, which, as you'll know if you work it out, isn't quite 319, but 313 doesn't rhyme with Caroline, so we're on 319, and that's all there is to it.
I'm a happy man. I made my choice in life. I chose to settle down. I chose to take a wife. And I take pleasure in my quiet heart and happy home. I never gave my heart its chance to roam. Could have been a sailor, seven seas. The wind in my face all day. Can you taste the salty breeze? I could have been a lover, watching waves before me part. But I settled for safer harbors of my heart. I'm a lucky man, I'm the envy of my peers. I never ask for favors, oh, and I never show my fears. Surrounded by too many friends, I am a one-man band. With all the trappings of life, live second hand. Been a sailor rolling through the night. My sails before the wind, where the stars are my only light. I could have been a dreamer, yeah, but dreams just fall apart. So I sailed the safer harbors out of my heart. Thank you.
positively Bonnaroo. Dr. John, the night tripper, Mac Rebernack, as his friends know him. And let's make a better world, which is a goodie, 25 past nine. And here's the loud one.
Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
The sound of summer from Trinity. We love the pirate stations. Out now on R2 Records. This limited edition single is available to you for £1 if you live in the UK or £1.50 if you live on the continent. For your copy, send today to BCM Box 1962, London WC1. Trinity, we love the pirate stations, out now.
Oh, he's good, isn't he, the fat... Yes, Caroline on 319. I know Tom Hardy played this earlier, but I'm going to play it again because it's the funniest track on the whole album. If you haven't heard it, sit back and listen to it carefully. The members and a story about commercial radio.
Eat another year.
stuff. The Doobies from a long time ago. Take Me in Your Arms and Rock Me Just a Little While. Before that, the members of their current album. And a nice song. All that commercial radio. It's called Phone-In Show. And it's quite fun. As I said, Tom Hardy played it, but I played it again because it's good. Written by Nick Tesco, who did the words. And the music was by JC,
who not only writes good music, but for those of you who are interested, and I'm sure there must be one or two, he's said that, 19 or so, and he's possibly gorgeous.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense. 26 minutes to 10 o'clock is the time. You're with Caroline, and this may bring back nice memories. I found it in the library tonight, and I thought, shall I play it? And then I thought, why not? Why not?
Da 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 da
orchestra and chorus of Burt Bacharach from 1970, and South American Getaway, which came from the film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. An amazing piece of music, and good memories for me, I know, and I know for a lot of other people as well. Splendid stuff. I'd like to dedicate that, if I may, actually, to Mark Wesley, who's over at Radio Luxembourg, because he's one of the, just the nicest people I've ever met in the whole of my life, either inside or outside of the radio business. He's the epitome of what I would call loving awareness, right? Because his whole head is into that trip. You know, he does his best to help people all the time. He does best to, he does his best to always be on a total upper whenever you're with him. And I haven't seen Mark, actually. You're not going to believe this. It's, I think, 1967 was the last time I actually, or 1968 was the last time I actually saw Mark Wesley. Our paths had never crossed, and it's a great shame because he's just such a great person, a gorgeous person. Really nice one. Splendid stuff. Loving awareness is what it's all about. Caroline is the station, and the loving awareness habit is a trip you can get into if you want to try it. It's a bit weird when you first sort of think about it. The idea is to try and approach everybody in a loving way and to do everything that you do in a loving way, right? And put out a whole bunch of loving vibes. It's the old push-up number. You know, you get on the floor and you do your press-ups every morning, and the first time you do them, the sticks are difficult, and then the next time you do them, it gets easier, and then it gets easier. And life habit's the same thing. The habit is, it can be quite interesting. There's all sorts of goodies come off it, as I've explained before. When we were sort of dreaming up this idea, which must be 6-7 years ago, when we were talking about it, you know, it was very much an idealistic thing, although, and it still is. At the same time, we never dreamed that there would be so many sort of side effects. You know, when you take these medicines, you always get side effects. We never thought about it, but with loving awareness, you get side effects as well. It does your sex life for power of good. It does your bodily health for power of good. Rabbit. That's what it's all about. Rabbit is rabbit. George Harrison says it's about an idol anyway, and here he is.
No. Ransom from his current album, and Nothing Is Impossible If You Believe, followed up by The Beatles from 1969, and Across the Universe. Nothing's Gonna Change My World. How many times have I said that? Yes, it happens that way. A whole bunch of nice music there. We're drawing to the close of the programme, and I'm only just starting to enjoy it. Never mind, we'll do the same all over tomorrow night. I'm not saying goodbye yet, by the way. I'd better squeeze some more music in. This is Chris Rea.
Rhea of Deltics and Letter from Amsterdam. The second verse of that says, I stand alone by the cenotaph where the unknown soldier lies, and it's somewhere out there that you are, this freedom angel died, to save us from suppression. Today I looked around, boys our age and younger, I fear we let them down. And on that note, I shall leave you and say thank you for listening tonight. I've enjoyed myself thoroughly for the last 2 hours. Ripped out my brain as always. And I shall see you again tomorrow. All that's really left to be said is the Cloggies are on during the day playing their umpah music. And we'll be back tomorrow night playing our umpah music. That's about it, isn't it? So from everybody on board the ship, all of our Cloggies and all of our fish and chippers, may I say to all of you, wherever you are, thank you for listening to Caroline. Stay with us tomorrow. We love you as always. Especially for me, I love you. And I'm going to leave you with a final reminder of the whales. Good night, and God bless. And listen to the words of this song carefully. Good night.
Seas we'd roam, asking nothing more than life. Then man came to reap, prize not his to keep. Our lives a harvest in his hands.
An interesting news item today.
Fishermen reported seeing porpoises off of the coast of Dorset. If we don't do something in 10 years, I won't be able to give you that news, Archie. Good night.